وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته، مرحبا بكم حفظكم الله. Can we read a book translated by Spots like شرح السنة البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى؟ Yes, absolutely, there's no problem in it. What's the problem if the translator is qualified and he knows what he's translating to? And he knows the language properly and he delivered the point of البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى without any kind of modification. So what's the problem with it? No problem. It doesn't matter this translation was from Spots and from others. Don't make your misunderstanding with some people who they are belong to Sunnati too, like yourself. Don't make it a reason for you to be unjust with the other side. That is not just. قال الله عز وجل ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. Not because you're hateful to some people out of the mistake toward you, for example, or out of the injustice to yourself. You be unjust with them. That is forbidden in Islam. You need to be just to them. ولهذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أدي الأمانة لمن ائتمنك ولا تخن من خانك. Deliver the أمانة, be trustworthy with everybody surrounding you, even though those who they treat you bad. You understand? And never do خيانة and betrayal others. Don't, even if they betray you. Because in the end, in the beginning and the end, you are dealing with Allah Azza wa Jalla before you do the creation. Protect yourself the best way that you can. Defend yourself the best way that you can. No problem. But don't be honest with us. What's the connection with the translation? Barakallahu feekum. Same thing happened with Allah Ta'ala. يعني, for example, have some people who are from pubs, for example, in Birmingham. They are quite blind followers in terms of some of them. Quite blind followers in terms of a lot of issues and matters, but that doesn't make them outside of Ahlul Sunnah. They just make common sense, please. You understand? So they are from Ahlul Sunnah, even though those group or those some, as I said, they are from Ahlul Sunnah, even though they drop mistakes like this. This doesn't conflict the principle of Ahlul Sunnah and make that person outside of Ahlul Sunnah. In general, حفظكم الله تعالى, be just like I said, and there is no problem in it, and in the end, they are your brothers, like how I said. Even though they say you are not, but they are. You understand? Even if they said, no, you are not from Ahlul Sunnah because you are belong to this teacher or that sheikh or whatever, that is kind of blind following and fanatic for a principle that they made it up on yourself. Same thing for the other group. You will see you have a fanatic people dealing with them with the same or maybe worse. But in the end, the hell is one. We just, doesn't matter how people treat you. That is the principle in Islam. Barakallah.